that assessment that you might not want to play the Giants in the playoffs right now?
I think any team that's in the playoffs wants the playoffs because they're in the playoffs. why wouldn't they want to play us and get the opportunity to beat us just like we get the opportunity to beat them? But with that said, I think us playing like we played tonight and played the last 2 weeks is going to be a tough road to beat us. Obviously, playing at home, our crowd was amazing tonight. The all-in towels were waving rampant. And it was just one of those special nights. It just seemed like everything came together tonight.
How do you feel to have Osi back out there tonight?
Great. Tremendously great. We got some good pass rushers, but Osi he's a game changer. He takes a lot of pressure off, myself, the whole D line, the whole defense. Knowing that any play, he can make one of those game changing plays, and he showed tonight why he's done it for so many years. And even when he's not 100%, he comes in and just still it just seems like it's clockwork. Where do we get this guy from? I mean, he's been our, obviously Eli's had an awesome year, but it just seems like when we need a big play, he's stepped up and been that guy. And, I think those two are just co-MVPs. I mean, just some of the plays he's made this year has been tremendous. It gets to the point now where you look at it and you're like, well, why, the catch over the middle at the, in the fourth quarter, I think. I'm like, well, why you didn't score? You do it every other day. So and he's just been a tremendous help with his offense and this entire team, and it's fun to watch him.
Is a guy like that have a different even impact in the locker room? Like, what I'm asking, when you kind of come from nowhere and you're undrafted and you make it that big, is it good for a locker room sometimes to have a guy like that, or does it not matter? When you see a guy.
It's good to have him. It's good for the locker room. It's good for field. It's good for practice. It's good for the lunchroom. It's good for everything to have a guy like Vic. And the thing I like about him, man, all the success he's had this year, he hasn't changed not one iota. Everything about him is humble, giving everybody else credit. I never ever seen him do anything out of the ordinary as far as he still practices the same, he still does everything the same. Homegrown guy, so I know he's getting a lot of outside influences. So man, to be as young as he is and to come from where he's come from, it shows a lot of maturity in him.
I saw the sack and forced fumble on Romo to pretty much seal the game out there. And then you took a bow. Was that a bow symbolic for something?
That's just what I do. But honestly, the reason why I started bowing is because I always think that that's me thanking people. It's not really me trying to show out or anything. The crowd, we feed off that crowd tremendously. And when they get loud, it just seems like our energy picks up. So honestly, it's just me thanking the crowd. You know, I think sometimes we get in each other's way. but honestly, the reason why it's able to click the way it is because guys are just so unselfish. Guys are just give up their bodies to make a way for somebody else. And I think in our case, it has to be that way. When you got, now we got three All-Pros on one D-line. It just seemed like it ain't enough snaps to go around. So it's got to be guys that are humble and understanding that, when I'm tired, I'm bringing OC in. Or he's tired, I'm bringing JPP in. If we all three of us tired, we bring Kiwi and Dave in. I mean, it's a tremendous help to have the quality of guys that we have on the front to, when one guy comes out, we don't lack anything when the next guy comes in. You just can tell he's getting more and more comfortable at that linebacker role, and he's just been wreaking havoc. We've done a lot of things to kind of isolate him against some backs, and you can see tonight he made made a couple stops in the backfield, and when he didn't make stops in the backfield, it seemed like he was back there, creating havoc, and that's what we need from him. I know in his heart of hearts he wants to play DN, but he's turned into a pretty good linebacker too, and it just shows his versatility. It shows his unselfishness too. It's what the team needed, and he just bowed his head and was like, "Hey, what you need, I'm gonna go do it." And he's coming into his own back there.
How many times do you think you heard the word finish tonight?
Well, I know I said it at least 100, so it was a lot. I mean, obviously, getting up by 21, we kind of slipped a little bit, and they got back in the football game. And you give Dallas credit because, obviously, they're not gonna quit. But getting that drive there to, you know, go up when Victor made the play and got the field goal, give it a 2-point score, it just seemed like the momentum started to change right there. And that's when you started hearing the word finish. We knew they were going to come out and try to get a quick score and get them opportunity to get back in the football game. But we was able to go right out there and get a 3-and-out. I think that was the turning point in the second half of that game to allow us to kind of put it away. Well, I think we all are getting healthy. Offense is getting healthy. Obviously with OC being back today, it just seems like this. Everything is starting to click at the right time. But we got to, we can't allow ourselves to even think about nothing other than playing this thing one play at a time, one game at a time. We're gonna have a tough one coming in here to Atlanta. That offense can be potent, and they got a quarterback playing hot too. Very talented wide receivers, a talented running back, O-line, and obviously their defense can get the job done too. So we just got to take this thing one day at a time. Make sure we have another great week of practice, and hopefully come back out here next week and start fast and get the crowd back in, and we'll see what happens from there. Who knows? I'm not searching for answers anymore. Just going out there and playing, and I think a lot of times you can overthink it. And that slows you down. Now I think, we stopped making excuses for one thing. And regardless of how things play out, it doesn't matter. We're all in. And I love that phrase because that just seems like that's how this team has played the last 2 weeks.
Winning a couple of games, what's most rewarding about it? What's most rewarding about winning the division considering all the doubters, all the ups and downs, all the injuries?
I mean, you just said it. No one really gave us a shot. And it just seems like every year we're – either winning the division or right on the cusp of winning it. Obviously the last 2 years we've kind of came up short, but I'm glad tonight to see us go out there and finish, what we started. And that's a good football team. And for us to win, it's sweet. The win against Dallas, obviously that team, we don't like each other a lot. And it means a lot to, get this team back in the playoffs.
Any more questions? You talk about the importance of gelling at the right time and having been through this before, getting everything together late in the season.
I mean, yeah, I know 07 is going to come up a lot, but this team has its own identity to prove. I think we can learn from 07, knowing that when we get hot, we can go and play with anybody. Just because we've done it doesn't mean it's going to naturally happen. It's a lot of similarities to that year, and hopefully we can. I'm a Notre Dame guy, so we like to say wake up the echoes. So hopefully we can wake up some echoes in the Giants' history.
What does it feel like to be back in the playoffs? You said it
feels
like it's been a long
time. It feels good, man. It's like, just a rebirth almost. Some of the bumps and bruises don't hurt as much as they used to. And you get in that playoff, anything can happen. What we talked about all week is get in and give yourself a chance. So in order to win it, you got to get in it. And we're in it. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to come back here and play another game. And hopefully we get on a run and make a lot of doubters believers.
Do you think when you last met Liam physically a couple weeks ago, you made that second effort sack at the end?
I can't hear you.
Would you have made that second effort sack at the end where you were mentally and physically a couple weeks ago?
I don't think so. I don't know. Obviously, I'm never going to count myself out, but I don't know. But tonight is just, it was funny because we would talk about it in the locker room. It just seemed like when I had the opportunity to get there, it's like I turned it to a bull. So it's funny, though. It shows what the mind can do. The body hurts like crap, but when the mind tells it to go, it just seems like you can get the job done.